This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado dairy herds that had been affected by bird flu have been released from quarantine. Earlier this summer, Colorado had the nation's highest number of dairy herds infected with bird flu. State veterinarian Dr. Maggie Baldwin says she is pleased with that progress, but the concern is not over.
I don't think we're entirely out of the woods yet. It's too early to know what the long-term impacts are with HPAI in dairy herds. It's too early to know if we're really in the clear right now.
She says the state will continue its mandatory testing to ensure early detection of new cases. Colorado is a step closer to offering new rebates on home energy upgrades. CPR Sam Brash has more.
The state announced the launch of its Home Energy and Appliance Rebates Program this morning. It'll eventually distribute $46 million to make homes more energy efficient and cut their reliance on fossil fuels. It's starting by directing federal funding to existing services for low-income residents. Sometime next year, it'll also offer consumers direct discounts on all-electric stoves, heat pumps, dryers, and other products. The funding comes from the Inflation Reduction Act, the landmark climate law signed by President Biden in 2022. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Denver's main library reopens on Sunday. That's after 4 years of closures and $69 million of construction. The central branch director is Rachel Fuel.
Like, I can't wait to see 2,000 people back in this building using this space in different ways, in the same ways that they used to love it.
The library has a new space for teenagers and top-to-bottom infrastructure upgrades. Around Denver and Colorado Springs, it's rain and snow possible through the day, highs only in the 40s. It should be sunny and warmer tomorrow. There's mountain snow in Vail and Aspen. Grand Junction turning sunny with highs close to 50 this afternoon and again on Thursday. This is CPR News and KRCC.